Today's Mishnah says Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, and Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Shviyas, specifically the halachos of Tosfos Shviyas. The Shviyas begins Rosh Hashanah. However, Midday Raisa, one has to begin observing the laws of Shviyas even prior to Rosh Hashanah, even prior to when the actual year of Shviyas begins. How much earlier does one have to start observing? Midday Raisa, 30 days. The Rabbanan, however, said you have to start even earlier than 30 days. For the most part, what we've learned up until this point is that there's a difference between a stay ilan, a field of trees, versus a stay lavan, a field where tfuah and kitnius grows. A stay ilan, the laws of Tosfos Shviyas from the Rabbanan begin Shavuos time. Stay love, and the laws of Tosfos Shviyas begin Pesach time. Another thing we saw is that there are certain melachas that one is not allowed to do on Shviyas, where there's no law of Tosfos Shviyas at all. For the most part, those melachas are specifically melachas that one is allowed to do on Shviyas Midei Raisa. He's only not allowed to do on Shviyas Midei Rabbanan, being that the whole Isser, even on Shviyas itself, is the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan had a right to limit their Isser and say that we're going to relate it specifically to Shviyas itself. However, as it relates to Tosfos Shviyas, there it's not going to apply. So our Mishnah now is going to continue to discuss different halachas related to Tosfos Shviyas. Says the Mishnah, Sachin es hapagin, you're allowed to smear oil on unripened figs, umenakvenoisan, and you're allowed to make holes in them ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah. So apparently, if somebody had a fig tree, it was common to sometimes smear the figs, the unripened figs, that is, with oil. The reason is to get the figs to start ripening a little bit quicker. Additionally, there was a custom to make holes in it. The purpose of the holes were twofold. One purpose was so that you can put oil inside the actual fig itself. It seems that oil stimulates the ripening of the figs. If you could put it inside, that would obviously be a good thing. Additionally, for rainwater to go inside, which was also considered good for the growth of the fig. So the Mishnah says that these are things that you can't do on Shviyas. What about the 6 year leading up to Shviyas? Says the Mishnah, why not? So Sochin es hapagim umenak v'noisam ad Rosh Hashanah. Up until Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be okay. However, here's the caveat. Pagi, Erev Shviyas, if you have unripened figs, Erev Shviyas, shenichnas ul Shviyas, they're not going to fully ripen until Shviyas. So it's the same situation. It's the 6th year. It's leading up to Shviyas. The difference in the second case is that over here, the actual figs will not ripen until Shviyas itself. So then the halacha is already different. Or, v'shal Shviyas yatzal l'matzai Shviyas, in the event that there were figs that started growing during the Shemitah year, now it's matzai Shviyas, it's the 8th year, and they haven't fully ripened yet. Then the halacha is lo yisachin, you're not allowed to smear them with oil, v'loy menak v'noisam, you're not allowed to make these holes in it. The reason is because now already you're getting involved with Shviyas itself, and once you're getting involved with Shviyas, it's going to be a problem. Meaning, in the first halacha of the Mishnah, you're smearing figs during the 6th year. They're going to fully ripen during the 6th year. The reason that maybe it wouldn't be okay is because it's during the Zman that we know as Tosfos Shviyas. As long as everything is going to be done during the 6th year, it's not going to be a problem. However, if you're smearing during the 6th year and it's going to be ready in the 7th year, or you're smearing in the 8th year, something that had been began growing in the 7th year, that's going to be a problem. Now, let's just understand those two halachas a little bit better, meaning the second two. If you have figs that began growing in the 6th year, they're going to fully ripen in the 7th year. So the halach is, you're not allowed to smear them with oil, you're not allowed to make these holes in it. Why? Because they're going to fully develop in the 7th year. Because they're going to fully develop in the 7th year, it's as if you're doing avoida now for Shviyas. And just like you can't do Avoida during Shviyas, in the spirit of Tosfos Shviyas, you also can't do Avoida in the 6th year, that's going to be Letzairach Shviyas. So that's pshat in that. Why is it that in the 8th year you wouldn't be able to smear if it started growing in the 7th year? Now already it's going to fully develop in the 8th year. It's not going to be Shemitah now for another 7 years. So what's the problem? The reason is something else. The reason is because when something grows in the 7th year, it has Kedusha Shviyas. Like we spoke at in the introduction to the Masechta, there's two dinim whenever it comes to Shviyas. Number one, you're not allowed to work the field on Shviyas. Number two, anything that grows during Shviyas has Kedusha Shviyas. So when you talk about not smearing in the 6th for the 7th, that's more in the spirit of not doing Avoida during Shviyas. When you talk about not smearing in the 8th, something that began growing in the 7th, that's more related to the Tosfos Shviyas. Either way, that's the sheet of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not always so true. If you live in a place where the minig is to smear, then the halach is, it's true, you have to be careful. Then you can't do it. Why? Because then it's an avoida. It's a davar chashiv. It's a davar chashiv that you can't do it in the spirit of Tais Veshviz. However, if you live in a place where the minig of the farmers was not to smear the figs with oil, then you can do it. So if the minig was to do it, then you can't do it. Because then it's chashav, then it's an avoida. However, if the minig was not to do it, then you could do it. Because then it's not chashav, it's not an avoida. You don't have to worry about it. Another similar halacha, Rav Shimon Mata Be'ilon. Rav Shimon says that you're allowed to work on a tree. This is during the eighth year. Even if a lot of the fruit on the tree grew during the seventh year. And the reason is, Mepnei Shu Rashoi B'Avoida Sa'ilon. So you're allowed to do it. Why? Because you're allowed to do it. You can do it because all you're doing is working on the tree, and if all you're doing is working on the tree, it's not going to be a problem. Meaning, what would be the problem? Why would you think you're not allowed to work on a tree where there's peiros that grew during the seventh year? Because the peiros have kedusha shvias. So it's true, the peiros themselves have kedusha shvias, but the tree doesn't have kedusha shvias. So if you want to start treating the peiros frivolously, that maybe is not something you'd be allowed to do. But over here, what you're doing is you're working the tree. If I'm working the tree itself is fine. That's what Rav Shimon says. It's muta be'ilon. Why? Mipneshu rashoi b'avoidus ha'ilon. I'm not getting involved in the fruit. I'm getting involved in the tree itself. If all I'm getting involved in the tree itself, then it's not going to be an issue. Mishnah vav, more on this note. Ein noitin. You're not allowed to plant. Ve'ein mavrichin. You can't be mavrich. So what does mavrich mean? So this was a basic trick that the farmer had, where he would sometimes take the branch of a tree and he would bury it in the ground. Eventually, that branch would take root and it would develop into its own tree. Ve'ein markivin. You're not allowed to graft. To graft means to take a branch from one tree and to connect it to another tree. So all these things, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to do havrocha, you're not allowed to do harkava. When? Erev Shvias, Pachis, Mishloishim, Yom B'Tnei Rosh Hashanah. Up until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning up until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's mutter, it's from 30 days and on, it's going to be us. Vim nata, oyivrecha hirkim. Let's say you violated this halacha, yakar. You have to rip it out of the ground. So not only can't you do a lechatchila, but even with the evid, you would have to get rid of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol harkava she'enoi keletes l'shloisha yamim, shuv enoi keletes. Anytime you do a harkava, and it didn't take root in 3 days, it's never going to take root. In other words, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in a roundabout way, is that you don't have to make sure that you don't do harkava 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because how much time does it take for the harkava to take root? It takes root 3 days. So as long as you do it more than 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be okay. In other words, what's this inyan of 30 days? Because you don't want it to take root during Rosh Hashanah. You don't want it to take root during the Shemitah year. So says Rabbi Yehuda, so why do you need a 30-day buffer? As long as you have more than a 3-day buffer, it's going to be fine. It takes 3 days for it to take root. So if I do it 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, it won't take root during Rosh Hashanah. Like this is not going to be a problem. Rabbi Shimon, they're the third Shitah. They hold it's not 30 days. It's not 3 days, but it's L'shtei Shabbosos. It's 2 weeks. In other words, it's 14 days. So we have a three-way Machlokes Tanaim. A noitin, the emavrichin, the emarkivin, erev shvi is what? Tanakama 30 days before. Rabbi Yehuda says 3 days before. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon say 2 weeks before. But there's a very important Bar Tanura who quotes a Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So in the first parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, there are several dafin that deal with dinei shvius and dinei zroim. And some of the Mishnayos that we're going to learn right now are discussed in that Gemara. So the Rav quotes a Gemara, where the Gemara says that if you would read this Gemara, read this Mishnah, the way it's written, simply, you'd make a terrible mistake. Meaning, the way we explain the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, you have to stop planting and grafting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, Rosh Chodesh El. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can go all the way until the end of El, just 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's the middle of El. It's 2 weeks. The Gemara says, Avada Nisht. Why? Because what's the whole point in making this harchaka? You don't want to do something that's going to take root during Shemitah. But the emes is, we know there's something called Tais V'Shvias. And Tais V'Shvias is a Din D'Oraisa. And Tais V'Shvias begins when? 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So it's not enough that I make sure and I'm careful that it doesn't take root after Rosh Hashanah, I have to make sure it doesn't take root during this man of Tosfos Shvi'is Dayraisa, which is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So, Ein Noitin, says the Gemara, Pachas Min Shloshim Yoim, means you can't be Noitea even 30 days before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Not 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, 30 days before Rosh Chodesh El. Rabbi Yehuda says 3 days, it means you have to start already observing the laws 3 days before, not Rosh Hashanah, but before Rosh Chodesh El. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Shteis Shabbos, says, it's not 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, it's 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh El. In other words, according to the Tanna Kamma, what does Shloshim Yom really mean? How many days? 60 days. And when Rabbi Yehuda says it's 3 days, how many days does it really mean? 33 days. And when Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon says, Shteis Shabbos, which is 14 days, how many days is it really? It's really 44 days.